Okay, so today, all you're going to do is go through every single exercise and alternate between them. Start from the very beginning, exercise number one, exercise number two, all the way to exercise number 20, which is what I believe this is, but I guess it's number 19 is what you're going to go to. And you're going to do every single one of those exercises with one girl, the next girl, the next girl, the next girl, and just get all the way through. And repeat until you've done at least 2 or 3 hours worth of that.
That's right. Do at least 3 cycles, 3 repetitions.
At least, yeah.
After each time, do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 repetitions of your affirmations relating to the exercise you just did.
The exercise that you just did, you affirm, as well as affirming that you are changing the beliefs that held you back in the first place. By now, those beliefs are pretty much long gone, and if they're not long gone, they're hanging by a thread.
By this point, when you start from the first exercise, you'll notice how ridiculously easy each and every exercise now becomes for you.
Right. And you may have, we'll talk about yesterday's exercise a little bit, just because yesterday's exercise, which is the crux of the blowout technique, yesterday's exercise may have made you nauseous. Now, we didn't want to say that yesterday, just because, obviously, when you say something like that beforehand, it tends to predetermine what's going to happen. Some people get nauseous being able to talk to women with their intentions, but a lot of people have noticed that doing something like that after doing the other 18 or so exercises, it's like a walk in the park. It's nothing. It's easy, comparatively. But if you felt nauseous, that's fine. That's part of the blowout. It's just you're letting go of that feeling that comes up, that unnerving emotions that seem to well up when you're working from something that is so pure and so untainted. After you go through these 3 cycles, and then some if you've got the time, well, take a deep breath, let it out, and have a pleasant day, because tomorrow is probably the easiest exercise in the world.